And welcome to Newdigate Cave. This particular cave was discovered in 1917 and it has been run as a tour cave since 1939. If you've been to caves before, you recognise stalactites that come down from the ceiling, stalagmites that come up from the ground. And the really thin ones up above us here, these are straws, because they are hollow, just like a drinking straw. Water comes right down through the middle, carrying the dissolved rock, and leaves it behind as crystal on the end. And so everything we see in terms of formation is made from crystal, calcite crystal. A lot different to most caves you'll have seen. These are dolomite caves. Basically, the rock is limestone with magnesium, as here from Winkler, calcium, magnesium, carbonate, dolomite. And it's about 600 million years old, the rock, so it's quite old in the scheme of things. Another type of formation you get to see, curtains or shawls, and there's a great example up the back there, the bladed formation down the wall. Any questions? It is dry compared to normal. You can see little dry patches on the ground here, and for this time of year it's pretty crazy really. This should be wet. But you will see a river running in here at times, or hear a river I should say, running in here at times. Especially at this time of year. Any other questions? Let's head down a bit further, then we'll head down to the next landing and have a look at the frozen waterfall. Most of some of the stairs though, we do use the handrails. Actually not frozen, it's not a waterfall. Look at the mean rock temperatures of 9 degrees Celsius, so you don't get ice. And basically I'd be expecting a slow flow running over here and leaving behind crystals, not necessarily a waterfall.
So there's obviously crystals you can throw.
There is, you'll see it on some of the ends of these, some of the water droplets.
Yeah.
So wherever you see water, the cave is potentially growing.
Yep.
Either bringing acid, dissolving out the cave, or bringing in dissolved rock, leaving behind crystal. Beautiful colours up here too, results of tannins, so colouring from the forest soil, humic and fulvic acids. And a really decorated stalagmite.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a really good one, this, because when you look at it closely, you can see the shadow on my torch there. You can see the little white piece running up here. You can follow it the whole way up. So it's where one drip of water's landed on this, ran all the way down, leaving behind a slightly wider crystal. So drips landing all over this at times. I know how old they are, the formations. How fast they go. Haven't you ever been told they go this much each 1,000 years? Don't you hear that on Twitter? Hear that lots. It's not actually true. Something like this could be a couple of hundred years old. Something like this one here could be several million years old. There is no such thing as an average growth rate, no matter where you are. And in order to get a date on this material, if you want to date this one, you have to drill right into the middle here, take a sample and do some pretty expensive and elaborate testing to get an approximate sort of age. As well as grow, acid can come in as well, dissolve formations away. Let's head down into the main chamber. As we go, watch your head and shoulders on the left hand side just here. Main chamber here, it does look like a really huge area, but compared to some of the caves around us, this would be quite a small spot. I like to tell groups that there's caves not 10 kilometres away from here, with chambers so deep, you fit this whole tour path into just one chamber. Some caves 40 kilometres of passage. In fact, even with this one, which you'd really only describe as a medium-sized sort of cave, you see about 10% of the passage system, or known passage system. Some great examples of how the cave formed here though. Basically what happens is it rains above us, water comes down through the forest soil, mixes with carbon dioxide, and when you mix water with carbon dioxide, it makes an acid called carbonic acid. That acid comes down through cracks in the rock, and as it comes down through, it actually dissolves the rock away. This is the same sort of process as when coke dissolves the tooth. So rock dissolved away to create the cavities. The best thing for us though, is that later on that dissolved rock gets brought down through cracks like this one, and gets left behind as crystal. And the crystal stacks down to make stalactites, and just builds up and piles to make the stalagmites. Quietest group of 19 people. Any questions? If you look up into areas like this, you can see some of the really early passages. Little tubes running through the roof. At the time this was formed, it might have been the only passage through here, and of course around and below it, solid rock. So if we came on the tour, we'd be crawling through a tiny little tunnel here. And this would have been the main chamber, just this tiny little area up here. We'll have to come back later on, chances are it's going to be done. One of the really neat spots in the cave though, is this place here. This is the only part we're allowed to touch. I'll sit my porch on it. Part of the stalactite. Thank you.
and speak. Shall I say something? I'm not. When I edit this, I'll grab out bits.
Keep running teams.
Yeah.
Is there any part still like that?
Yeah.
It's just shell. Basically, what you're seeing with the rings is just times at which the water not only carried in crystal, but carried in tannins. So that's, but it is all crystal. The little shell between the layers is just a really thin layer of mud.
Okay.
And you're looking at a flood event, basically a time at which it was coated with clay, maybe movement from above, dropping clay onto it, and then recoating.
Okay.
So although some of them do look really solid, they could be big piles of clay with just an eggshell coating in reality. It's great, isn't it? Any questions?